Welcome to Minority Landlords Podcast, your manual to financial freedom. Are you looking to escape the 9-to-5 rat race? Do you want to earn passive income while building generational wealth for you and your family and don't know how to get started? Well, you're at the right place. Here at Minority Landlords, we're here to help educate minorities about real estate investing. And now your host, Pepe Amoti.
Hey, my host Pepe with the 23rd episode of Minority Landlords Podcast. I'm psyched about today's episode because I will be talking about renting versus buying. First of all, my apologies if there's some background noises. I'm literally in the middle of Boston recording this and they are doing construction outside, so it's just might not be the greatest quality and I don't have any other time to record it anytime else. So sorry about that, but anyway, we're talking about renting versus buying. And keep in mind, throughout this episode, when I say buying, I'm talking about buying a house to live in and not to rent or use it as an investment property, right? As we know, I usually recommend financially for folks to buy multi-units and rent out the other units while living rent-free and whatnot. Then do that several times to the point where the income you are generating from rentals can even help you buy and pay mortgage and all expenses for your own personal single-family house. In my opinion, that's the best strategy. However, today I'm not talking about the investment strategies. I'm talking about those who do not want to do the landlord thing, or they do but want to buy a house that they solely use it for them and their family to live in. So to my fellow investors, keep in mind in this episode, I won't sit here saying how awful renting is in order to convince folks to buy. No, but rather I'll just be talking about the advantages and disadvantages of both, and for you all to make your own decision. I hate when investors and people online make it seem as if renting is the worst thing and anyone who does so is ignorant. I hate that myth that's always circulated in the real estate community on how someone who is renting is basically throwing their money away. No, I don't think this is a fair assumption, because as we know, buying or renting is not always necessarily due to financial reasons. I know that's a big factor, but most of the time it can also be based on the kind of lifestyle someone wants to have and what goals they have. Some people, even though they have money to buy, maybe just hate the headache that sometimes can come with owning a property. So it all depends, folks. Just because someone who is able to afford to buy and meets all the necessary requirements for buying does not buy, that does not mean that they are dumb or for not doing so. At the end of the day, it's all about personal choices and everyone's situation is completely different. Again, in this episode, I won't be here doing what a bunch of gurus do, but rather just give you all the advantages and disadvantages of both renting and owning. Then you decide on if the advantages still do not outweigh your reasonings. Personally, if you ask me, everything aside from a strict financial standpoint, which is better, then the answer is definitely owning. Again, mainly because it works with my personal situation. Again, we are not talking about rental or investment properties, but rather I'm just talking about those who buy a single family house to live in for themselves or with their family. So let's look at some advantages of renting. Number one, the amount you spend every month is predictable, at least every year, until your landlord increases rent and whatnot. Basically, you know exactly what your monthly expenses will be. If you pay $1,500 for rent, that's like a fixed expense. However, if your mortgage is, let's say, $1,500 and something breaks, guess what? Who's in charge of paying for that? Surprise, surprise, it's you. If something breaks, for the most part, the tenants aren't usually responsible. For tenants, all they have to do is let the landlord know and they're all set. So as a tenant, you won't have to worry about maintenance costs, taxes, insurance, and even a big down payment. So there's a lot of advantages in that sense. The second advantage of renting is you can move anywhere, any time once your lease ends, or even before that, if you don't mind incurring a little lease cancellation fee. This is another great advantage of renting, folks. You have the flexibility to one day just move wherever you want. I remember my brother one day just decided to move to Ohio on the same day, and he's not been back since. Granted, you can leave the home you own too and move. That's still a possibility, but it's just costly and it's not as easy as with renting. With renting, there's no much attachment with the property in comparison to when someone owns the property. There's some sort of attachment that makes living harder because you have to deal with the whole selling aspect of things or renting and whatnot. So people find that complicated. So in that regard, that can be a good advantage for folks to rent. The third advantage of renting is you don't have a mortgage note. In other words, a big loan behind your back. As we know, over 60% of people in this country have their homes on a mortgage. Very few people have it either paid or they buy it outright. But over 60% of people in this country have a mortgage. That adds to some sort of liability because you're at a risk of foreclosure and whatnot at any time, right? Let's say if you lose your job, any life things that happens, you're at a risk of losing your home. Also, let's not forget about how people, when they have hundreds of thousand dollars in loan, it can be a big stress factor. So not having that baggage behind you will make life easier somehow, depending on how your personality is, obviously. Some of us, people like me, that doesn't bother me, but there's people out there that having debt really, really bothers them. Also, remember, in this episode, I'm solely focusing on the home that you actually live in it as your primary residence and not an investment property. Investment properties are different because even though you have that huge mortgage, but guess what? Someone else is the one paying it down for you. So it's actually a big win. But overall, for folks who have big loans, it's a big stress factor. A lot of folks in this country are very stressed about making their home payments, and it just affects people's quality of life. So now let's look at some disadvantages of renting. Number one, rent will keep increasing. I know mortgages will too due to taxes and insurance going up, but when you are renting, you sort of don't have control of how much your rent can go up. Whereas with mortgage, if you have a mortgage, you can have a rough idea of how much real estate tax usually go up annually. The same thing to the insurance. You will know how much insurance will probably go up the next year. However, in most places where there's no rent control laws, your landlords can keep increasing your rent to whatever amount they want. The second disadvantage of renting is there's no tax benefit when you rent. When you have your own home, you can get some tax incentives. As we know, with buying a home, one of the biggest incentives we get a mortgage interest and property tax deduction, which can help homeowners save thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on how much your property is worth. With renting, you don't really get an incentive since per IRS's rule, you can't even deduct your rent payments on your tax return. So there's no much tax benefit with that in comparison to owning. The third disadvantage of renting is, as we know, you aren't really creating any wealth with renting. You are basically just paying off your landlord's home for them and won't get equity or anything regardless of how long you live there. Whereas if you buy, you are getting equity and the loan is being paid down after every mortgage payment you make. The fourth disadvantage of renting is you don't have much say. Since it's not your property, you don't have much say in it. If you want to repaint the interior or the exterior, you'll have to ask the landlord for permission. And most of the times, the homeowners do not allow tenants to make changes to their property. So that kind of stinks because you can't really make any changes to your liking or make it how you want it to be as your home. Even if you pay for that, still you cannot make that much changes, which can be a disadvantage to people. The fifth disadvantage of renting is you can get kicked out at any time when the property sells or if the owner just wants to get rid of you. So renting is very temporary, which can suck. Granted, I know even if you own the property yourself, you can still get kicked out because the bank still owns it, right? Let's say if you have a mortgage and you stop paying the mortgage, guess what? You get kicked out as well. However, the likelihood of you having to move against your will when you are renting someone else's home is way higher than when you have a mortgage. The sixth disadvantage is payments never stop when you are renting. At least when you own your when you own your payments will go down at some point, and you will have to worry, you only have to worry about taxes and insurance. Whereas when you are renting, with appreciation and everything, your rent will just keep rising every year. Unless if your city or your town have some sort of rent control laws, but for the most part, you have to your rent will just be going up every year. Now let's look at the pros of owning a home. The first one, you're essentially building wealth every day you own it, especially if you bought it in a good location. As we know, appreciation is the biggest area where we build wealth in real estate. So owning your own home helps you build wealth over time, which is amazing. It's a great wealth that you can use for yourself or your family or use for retirement and whatnot. So owning a home is very, very crucial in building wealth. The second advantage of owning a home is the mortgage pay down aspect of things. So every time you pay your mortgage, it decreases the amount you owe the banks, and in return, it gives you more equity in the property. Even though you don't want to wait until you finish paying off the property to sell it, you can sell it at any time and you still gain a lot of equity and be able to make money out of that. So that's a great advantage. The third advantage of owning is, since you own it, you don't really have many rules, right? You can do whatever you want with the property and no one will really tell you what to do or not, unless if it's something drastic that will need the city's approval. But for the most part, you can do whatever the heck you want with your property and there's nobody will say anything. The fourth advantage of owning is you'll get a lot of tax incentives, and in return, it will end up being much cheaper than renting. The tax is very important. That's why the rich always use taxes in order to keep getting richer, right? The fifth advantage of owning is that you can sell it at any time and get a bigger home or use the funds to add retirement, college cost, and whatever you want. So that the fact that you can sell it anytime is a really great advantage. Whereas if you don't own it, if you're renting, well, you can't really sell it. Duh, right? So the sixth advantage of owning your own home is you can borrow money against it by doing a home equity line of credit or getting a home loan. You can also do cash out refinance and get money out of it. So there's a lot of ways, actually, you, by owning that piece of property, you can generate money out of it, because you can borrow money against it and use it as a collateral. It's also much easier to qualify for certain kind of loans if you have a home to use as a collateral. The seventh advantage of owning a home is the value is more likely to increase over time through inflation and many other factors. Again, make sure, like I always say, make sure that when you buy, you are buying in a desirable location so that when you sell it, it will have already went up in value. The eighth advantage of owning your own home is you can rent it to other people or sell it whenever you want without asking anyone for their permission. So that's a great advantage. And last but not least, if you want to get some sort of loans, like I said earlier, you can use it as a collateral, which is, can be great. I'm trying to do something like that, Ryan. I'm trying to borrow against a certain, against one of the properties that I have. So it's a really, really great way. You can borrow money out of it through some kind of line of credit and whatnot, and then put that money towards starting a business or buying a multifamily unit and whatnot. So there's a lot of advantages of owning your own home. So now let's look at some disadvantages of owning your home. Number one, it's a big responsibility being in charge of the big mortgage behind you, like I said. And some people find it stressful. That's why they tend to follow the Dave Ramsey's method of trying their hardest to own their homes free and clear so that they are completely out of debt. I don't believe in that method, but if that's what somebody want to do in order to eliminate some sort of stress in their life, then definitely go for it. But so that can be a big disadvantage, the fact that someone have a huge loan behind their back that they have to stress about and work so hard every day in order to pay it down. The second disadvantage of owning your own home is all the repairs and maintenances are on you. They're all your responsibility. If anything breaks or needs updates, you are fully responsible for them. So that can be a disadvantage of owning a home. The third disadvantage is keeping up with the home can be time consuming. I know a lot of homeowners tend to spend a lot of time working on their homes and whatnot, which can be a lot for someone that's already busy. If somebody's busy all the time, keeping up with all the maintenances and keeping the home upkept can be a little bit too much sometimes. The fourth disadvantage of owning your home is acquiring home is actually costly, in a sense that you will need a big down payment, closing costs, strict credit requirements and whatnot, whereas with renting you won't really have to deal with a lot of those as long as your credit is all right and you have some little money to put for first month, last month and whatnot, then you are fine. So in a sense, renting is much cheaper, as we know that, but owning can be really expensive for most folks, because so the financial burden can be a huge, huge thing. The fifth disadvantage of owning your own home is it's a little bit harder to relocate, right? So if you are one of those people who gets bored of being somewhere for a long time, or if your career requires you to travel all the time or to move every here and then, or if your career requires you to travel all the time and move here and there all the time, then owning a home can be pointless and less flexible. The fifth disadvantage of owning a home is it can be stressful because you can never know when something will break and whatnot. So you are always in for surprise. Anytime anything can break and it's all on you to fix it or let it become something bigger. But overall, like I said, there's advantages and disadvantages to both, and it all depends on your lifestyle and whatnot, and what your goals are, what are your dreams, what do you value the most. If you ask me personally, since I always focus more on the financial aspect of things, I would say buying makes more sense financially. Hands down, that's 100%. It makes sense financially. But again, if my lifestyle was different, they say if I was a traveling nurse or a pilot or a flight attendant, then definitely based on those lifestyles, based on those careers, my answer would have been different. All right, folks, until next time, stay hungry.
Thank you for listening to Minority Landlords Podcast. Please like and subscribe and leave us a rating on iTunes so that we can reach as many people as possible. We will appreciate it if you tell your friends and family too about the podcast. Also visit us at minoritylandlords.com.